Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
My brother, Pastor Shay, please. Amen. I love this meeting, the altices. It's getting better and better. I am convinced that this year Horn was at a very terrible height. Hallelujah. So the word is becoming clearer. People are getting blessed. And I thank you for your response. Thank you for coming. Can you just greet somebody next year and say you're welcome? Hallelujah. Just move around, greet somebody. I give you 1 minute. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Mama is on seat. Pastor Bola, my wonderful sister. I love her so much. We've been coming a long way now. And she has a very rare spirit. Mommy, thank you, ma. I just want to tell you, we appreciate you a lot. We love you. We thank God for you. Hear me. Maybe you've not heard her many times, but I know what is in her. When I say I don't know all of her, but I know. I know she's a woman of great stature. Pastor Bola has so much patience. So much love. She's gentle. You can see the fruit of the Spirit epitomized inside her. She's long-suffering. She has endured ministry. You know, ministry that God committed to them is difficult. That one I noticed first time I came. They had a difficult job to do. And they've been sincere. They've been blessing. They've been giving. They tirelessly. I just want to let you know, Mama, God is going to reward you openly. Hallelujah. You can have your seat, every one of you. I want to appreciate my auntie. It won't be bad if I call her my mama. Reverend Mrs. Akinola. Those are my home prayer warriors. Secret prayer people. She's one person who prayed for me. Mama, thank you for loving Reverend K. Hallelujah. The first time we met, we became friendly. She told me that I have known your wife for a long time, but you are going to be my friend. And truly, we've been friends. She's giving me help. She can, God passes word to her to talk to me. And I receive them and I carry them out. She is strong. She is a child of God. She is mother. She has birthed many. Mama, thank you, ma. Thank you. It's like I'm just greeting the women of God. The men of God are not on seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, ma. Can you help me appreciate Pastor Mrs. Bello? Amen. Mama, thank you, ma. Thank you for everything. Can you help me appreciate Pastor Ogunon, please? Pastor Ogunon, you're blessed. Thank you so much. Thank you for staying. Thank you for cooperating with the assignment that God has given this ministry. Thank you. The Lord will reward you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Arojo, how are you doing, sir? Please help me appreciate that. You're welcome. Thank you so much. I have men of God also, three of them sitting down behind me. I may appreciate them, Pastor Iola, Mike, and Benga. They are ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before I got to their age, I started ministering. I've been ministering for a long time. Started ministering outside. So, it's not a bad thing to introduce them as ministers of the gospel. They are ministers. Before we got to their age, I've been ministering. I've been in active ministry. At a very young age, God helped me to do that. Praise the Lord. You're all welcome. Hallelujah. Our time is spent already. Shout hallelujah. Open your Bible quickly. To Book of Matthew, amen. Shout hallelujah. Who met us here? Thank you. Are we blessed? Say amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 5. I will read from verse 1. Seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. He opened his mouth, taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now blessed are ye when ye men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. Now you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt lost its savour, wherewith shall he be salty? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to cast out, to be casted on the trodden and the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but a candlestick, but it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And Jesus said, I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Everybody shout hallelujah, for I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one little title shall not in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Now, hallelujah. Can we see 19? It's very essential. Whosoever shall break one of this least of commandments shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Everybody shout hallelujah. I stopped there. I will begin to read again. Praise God. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he taught towards the end, he taught the Lord's Prayer. He gave different laws. Jesus taught us different things concerning the kingdom. Hallelujah. But I'm just speaking some to expatiate on the light so we can tap out of the light that the kingdom is really. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see chapter 6. Amen. Like now he look at it, he said, but when you pray, verse 7, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard, for they are much speaking. But not ye therefore like unto them, but you, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For if you forgive men trespass against, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, hallelujah, be not as the hypocrite with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you that they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which yet in secret, shall reward thee openly. Praise the Lord. Let not your heart lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, but their thieves do not break through, nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee is the darkness, how great is that darkness? Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. So no man can serve two masters, whether you hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Then therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on it. Not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment. Behold the fowls of the earth, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much more better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add a one cubit to one to his stature? Why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They're neither toil nor neither the spin. For yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow he is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, Hallelujah. What shall we eat, and what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things the Gentiles seek for. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow we take care. For tomorrow we shall take the thought for the things of itself. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for your precious word. Thank you for this meeting again. Thank you for glory, power, and glory tabernacle. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this walk. I just want to thank you for how you have started it, and it's becoming what we anticipated. And Lord, we thank you because, Lord, our vision and our dreams and our expectation will not be cut off. Thank you for to the previous days. Thank you for, we must thank you for the anointings, because it's not men, it's you. Thank you for blessing everyone, two other vessels. Thank you for using them to impact greatly on people this year. Thank you for everything. Thank you for yesterday. I'm even thanking you for the now. Lord, I submit myself to you as a vessel. Father, I hide behind the cross. I let your name be glorified. You be seen. I decrease completely. Lord, help me to be able to connect your spirit. Help me to be sharp. Let me be accurate. Let me be aligned. Lord, thank you, my Father. Oh, take my, help my thought, help my heart. Use it. Use my tongue. Help me to be a blessing. Help me to be a faithful steward today. I receive grace to dispense the ministry of the word, which is of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I just want to encourage you. I want you to just see the word of your master here. Hallelujah. Therefore, 31 says, take note of saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whither shall we be clothed? After these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father, oh my God, how long have you thought of your Father? At times our heart is far from him, so we don't know that he cares for us. He cares. God cares for everything. God cares for our needs. God is thinking about it much more than you think of them. In fact, they are his duty. His duty is to feed you, is to clothe you, hallelujah, is to shelter you. In the kingdom, all these things are already provided. I just want to encourage your heart. No matter what you're going through, you have a Father who cares. You have somebody who is thinking of you. Somebody who thinks of you. He's still there. Jesus was teaching us this kingdom concept that if we have this set in our heart, we will not have difficulty in praying. We will pray in faith instead of laboring to pray. We will have faith to look up to God. We just need to mention the word once and it's done. Because God is already thinking of it. Hallelujah. No matter what it's biting your heart, God will provide for it. God will make provision. I just want to let you know, it's not everything I ask for. Look at me. It's not everything I have asked for that I receive. And it's not everything I receive I have asked for. Anybody who will be true to himself you know this is true in your life. That tells you that God comes into our life and cut across us to bring forth his own arrangement as it pleases him. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. That tells us God is thinking of you. God is thinking of you, sister. God is thinking of you, daughter. God is thinking of you. You're a child of God. Just know you're a child of God. Like that yesterday's message of Pastor Bello is highly comforting. Amen. God is thinking of everyone. God, you're a project in God's hand. He's not yet through with you. He's just started with you. He's taking you somewhere. You see, your spiritual state and your physical state will balance. It's going to supply your needs in the natural. Everybody shout hallelujah. God is not wicked. God is not sleeping. God will meet your needs. Everybody say amen. I'm not hearing you say amen. And not until you have become a mighty son, because before all the knees will begin to roll, as you align, God will begin to arrange needs to be met. Needs will be met. Things will be done. That's how I've seen it done in my life. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. How many of you know that God is not weak? You don't need to go to Orioke to get needs met. You just need to talk to the Father and it will be answered. He will move needs. He will meet your needs. He will move people to bless you. He will move people to supply your needs. Everybody shout hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah. I have seen God meet needs. He has met needs. Needs that, you know, you think how he's going to do it, but he just brings grace across and causes those needs to be met. So he's saying to you, Jesus is saying to us, I am not lying. I am not a liar. Your Father is there for you. If God clothed grasses of the field, these are simple teachings, but we need to understand them, sir. If God clothed the grasses of the field, look at God. Then he's a thinking God. He's a caring God. Do you know how you treat grasses of the field? They are nothing to you. But God is pertinent about them. God has concern for leaves, for shrubs, that you don't see anything in them. He knows they are important. So, and God takes time to attend to them. God comes down to the valley to look at the lily of the valley. Oh my God. And he feeded them. He clothed them. He cares for them. Are you not much more than they? Are you not much more than they? This is what Jesus is saying. You are much more than that. Fowls of the air, God knows every one of them. He feeded them. They don't have a barn, but your heavenly Father feeded them. Look up to heaven. Just look up to heaven. Look at your Father. He's there. He's there. He feeds them. Do you think he will not clothe you? He will clothe you. He has an arrangement for you. 15 years arrangement is already done. 20 years arrangement is already in set. 40 years arrangement is already in place. That one I know too well. They are not liars. They are loving. They are caring. They are wonderful. They bless. Shout hallelujah. How many of you are encouraged by what I just feel like he just encourages us to let us know that God cares. He cares for me. Can you say he cares for me? Is it cast all your cares unto God? For he careth what? Much for you. Hallelujah. That sister that is thinking here, how will my next school fees be paid? I want to let you know, God will pay that school fees. I'm telling you the truth. He's going to pay that school fees. Hallelujah. I have a premonition. I picked it. Somebody who has a need. That sister, you came in with a need. I said, God will pay your school fees. Are you listening to me? I said, God will pay your school fees. God will surprise you. Everybody shout hallelujah. I said, God, this meeting, is going to call a lot of blessing. As you are leaving, God will begin to solve natural problems. As you are going home, are you listening to me? You see that things are coming into fixation. Because God is concerned about you. Now, you have attended to the word. He will take care of such things. you took time out of the busy world, out of the busy schedule and the arrangement of this world. I'm telling you, God has gone ahead. He has given angels charge over you. Are you listening to me? Difficult cases, listen to me, difficult cases will just melt because you have come before God's presence. Now you just don't come to this meeting, a meeting like this, and then you go empty-handed. Meeting that they don't discuss issues and matters that are not as weighty as this, God meets their needs. Hallelujah, God meets how much more things that pertain to the Father's heart. Hallelujah. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And, oh my God, all these things that they seek, you're not seeking them. All these things that they seek shall follow you. I said they will follow you. I said they will follow you. I have discovered that the more I seek God and the more I seek the kingdom, the more power I have. Thank you. God bless you. The more power I have and access to God by grace for things to follow me. It's true. Things will follow you. Things will follow you. You should be a one. You are the one that things are following, not you following things. That order should change. The Gentile's nature, the Gentile's clan, look at me. They follow things. But you are not supposed to follow things. I say you won't follow things. Things will follow you. I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. Oh, you go from one place to another looking for job, applying and sweating and sweating and sweating and sweating. And that would take time from your hand and you no longer give God chance. And God, you never give God time. But invest your time in God. Serve God. When you have done all you're supposed to do, are you listening to me? God will engineer a process to open a door for you. You don't know what will happen. God will surprise you. How many of you are there? I hear for a surprise from God. God has surprised me seriously. And He's going to surprise you. He will cause men to give to you. Shout hallelujah. It's in press down. Shaken together. Running over. It's in the teachings of the kingdom. Shall men give to your bosom. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Shout hallelujah. Just so be encouraged. Don't be cast down. If you're here, don't be cast down. How will God meet this need? How will God do this one? How will God has an arrangement for you. I want to let you know. Thank you. Thank you. God has an arrangement for you. Just know God is thinking of you. Do you believe that? That someone is thinking of you. The person you are praying to is already thinking about it. For your Heavenly Father, say it after me. For my Heavenly Father, knoweth that I have need of this thing. Oh, I say God will surprise you. Are you blessed? Say, I am blessed. Shout hallelujah. Pastor Shea, I have not appreciated you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for bringing me again. Please let me appreciate him, please. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to continue with the spostery thing, but I just feel I should talk to people like this. Once in a while, I move that way as I am led. Shout hallelujah. No problem, Pastor. Anything you say, I'm following, sir. I want us to go to, yesterday I said something about the issue of the sacrifices of the kingdom. That is very key. God told me in London and said, Jesus understood the laws of sacrifices. That pastor, yes. Jesus knew sacrifice. And I knew that was why he mastered the scriptures. Jesus knew scripture because sacrifices are actually scriptures. And that is what makes a priest. Sacrifices, pastor, it's the knowledge of God. I said yesterday, instead of natural sacrifices, God will want you to do His will rather. Amen. Let's open the Bible quickly. Let me just talk along this line a bit so that we can be well grounded. You won't have an half-baked knowledge. Let's open the Bible to the book of Hebrews. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 10, where I quoted. Oh, Lori, you're welcome. Just see. Okay, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, wherefore when he cometh into the world, he said, this is Jesus. When Jesus came, he didn't come in the order of Moses, Old Testament. He came with another sense, another wisdom. Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In another word, or in another term, Jesus just said, you don't need bulls. You don't need burnt offering. You don't need sacrifices. Offerings of rams, gold. I am the lamb. I am the sacrifice. And you prepared me so. And that preparation began when he was made flesh. And it never came into culmination, listen to me, until Jesus developed. So what God was doing with Jesus as he was raising him, it was actually raising a lamb of sacrifice. So the purpose of stature, wisdom, filled with wisdom, stature, waxes strong in spirit was that. He was raised to be a sacrifice. Let's see, 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you don't have pleasure. This I said. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. You understand that there is the book. In essence, this book is the book of the will of God. Everything about this book is the God's will from the start to the finish, if it's a volume. And if it's a book, it means it has a beginning and it has an end. So Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So it's clear Jesus is referring to this volume. Everybody shout hallelujah. Not so, Pastor. From one place to another. I would love that we make an in-depth study of this thing so we can master it. Open to Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has controversy with the inhabitants of land, because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. That's God's hope. No mercy, no truth, no knowledge of God on the land. By swearing and by lying, killing and stealing, committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Let's go further. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea shall also be taken away. You let no man strive, nor reprove another, For thy people are they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet shall also fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Then the next one. Can we all read together? Then my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou should not be priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten what, sir? And what will I do? I will also forget your children. Everybody shout hallelujah. Do you get what I'm trying to say to you? Don't forget God's law. So, of course, knowledge is law. It's true. Knowledge is what, sir? Law. Everybody shout hallelujah. Law means what you know. Everybody say amen. What you know, what you have access to as an ordinance. That is knowledge. I know it. So the reason why the people of God are perishing is because they lack knowledge. And I will reject you, and you will not be a priest unto me, because you are forsaking knowledge. So knowledge is very key. Open to Hosea chapter 6. Let's see another. God is awesome. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
I hope you're not tired. Shout hallelujah. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he will turn. He hath turned, he will heal us. He hath smitten, he will bind us up. Then the next verse. After 2 days will he revive us, and the third day he will raise us up. He will shall live in his sight. Then the next verse. Hallelujah. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. And he's going forth, he's prepared the morning. He shall come to haunt us the rain, and the latter for them, and the former rain unto the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee for goodness? For your goodness is as the morning cloud, and at the early dew it goeth away. Verse 5. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Therefore have I healed them by the prophets, and have slain them by the words of my mouth. And judgment as the light that goeth forth. Now, is it possible to... Let us read this together. Can we read it together? One, two, go. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God more than burnt offering. Do you get that, sir? I desire... Can we read it again? I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And what again? Knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Do you like that, every one of you? Say sacrifice. Say mercy. Knowledge. Shout hallelujah. Say knowledge. Shout it again. Say knowledge. So knowledge is equivalent to sacrifice, and even higher. Knowledge is a sacrifice kind in God's sight. When learning God, you are also sacrificing. When you are showing mercy, you are also burning, you are also sacrificing. Everybody shout hallelujah. When you show mercy, you're also doing some killing. To show mercy and to learn God. Because learning God also will cause something in you. You don't learn God, hallelujah, and something inside of you will not also give. You have to give something for to know God. Everybody shout hallelujah. So God is telling and prophesying through the mouths of the prophets. The prophets are too conk. Pastor Shea was talking about the prophets. The prophets are too conk. Everybody shout hallelujah. Saying that they are prophesying about the new method of sacrifice. New method of offerings that is coming. That has been, which are original. Everybody shout hallelujah. You know that killing of animals came because sin came into the world. Adam wasn't created to kill animals and offer it to God. It was when we sinned, man fell. You get me? And when men fell, men could no longer give themselves. So God resorted to animals. So animals will replace you instead of you. So that doesn't mean sacrifices weren't going on in Eden. To eat the tree of life, Adam was supposed to actually sacrifice. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
he was supposed to sacrifice and eat the tree of life. How do I know? Shout hallelujah. Ask me, what will the tree of life cost Adam? Ask me. It will cost Adam's life. It will cost Adam his life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil did not say he would take anything from Adam. But the other type, the other one, wanted Adam to submit his life to God completely for a higher life. But it's a type of sacrifice. And that was what Adam could not do. And that was what Jesus did. So you can understand that Satan also was talking to Adam like he talked to Jesus on the mountain of temptation. When he showed him, you see that the mountain of temptation was actually the X-ray of Eden's garden temptation. The same thing, Satan just blew that tree. I interpreted the tree. Are you getting me? In the format of another of a temptation that is similar to that of Adam, but Jesus passed it. If Jesus had failed in the wilderness, everybody shouts hallelujah. There is no need for the cross. Pastor, there won't be need for the cross. But you see, even if Jesus passed the temptation, angels came and ministered to him. Because Jesus overcame. Yet, to overcome another. The will of God. The will of God. Listen. If Jesus did God's will, Adam was supposed to also fulfill the volume of the book. But he did not. He disobeyed. Everybody shout hallelujah. And when he disobeyed, we all came under sin and death. Everybody shout hallelujah. Are you all blessed? Say amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Very easy. Satan took over the earth. Satan began to weave his dominion. When sin was in the earth and death by sin, sir, pastor, sin had not reigned. Sin was just here. Like, righteousness is in the earth. And righteousness has not reigned. Pastor, why no? Because knowledge of righteousness has not filled the earth. But sin is still reigning. But that doesn't mean sin has not been abolished. Death has been abolished, but it's still reigning. Why? Because of those who are under it. Everybody shout hallelujah. Jesus has done everything that ought to be done to take away sin. He has purged our sins on the right hand side of the majesty on high. But we, I'm talking about the church, not just the world. Forget about the world. The world at large is submerged, still in it. The world is still using sin. But what of the children of God? The children of God aren't yet reigning in life. And that is why the kingdom of God is not taking over the earth. The kingdom is supposed to take over the earth. It's the kingdom of God is supposed to submerge the earth as the water covers the sea. When knowledge has come, reigning is coming. Knowledge is the key to make any law reign. The supply of knowledge increases the strength of a law. That is why they that do know are always strong. Whether you know God or you know the devil, you will be strong. If you know sin, you will be strong. you will all agree with me, the knowledge of sin, that it varies in us. We don't know sin. Before we got born again, we never knew sin at the same level. Some of us knew sin more. And some, they have to do a lot of deleting to make us free. But everyone are not just believers in sin, we are knowers in sin. Now, you are now bringing the kingdom to people who have known sin. So it's a double job, not so. You have to make them believe in righteousness, believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ. That's why God did not start with knowing, because he knew we knew something else. We knew sin. When you say you know sin, you trust sin much more than you would trust righteousness. You have mastered sin. Please, when I'm talking about sin, I'm sure you know what I'm saying. I'm not talking about knowing fornication. To know sin, I said, is to know a life that is different from God, which profits you. Something I can use more, a method. I rather trust in my intelligence than trust in faith. And there's a testimony to prove. Let me tell you something. There are two ways with which you can get things done. Either by faith or by yourself. And I'm not against yourself. But I am against when the Spirit of God is taking over and is leading you from it to it. There's something the Holy Ghost wants to take from you. He wants to take your strength from you. So that he can substitute it with God's strength and mercy. Is that clear? Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are following, let me just know you are following. Please, I just want, amen, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So like I said, dominion of darkness didn't just take over the world. When you hear darkness dominion, please don't think of Ajay, Aye. Have you watched Ogunde film before? Aye film. I've had a very terrible film. Now, that is not this world. That's occult. That's the occult realm. We call that place the world of the curious place. Curious act. That's not this world. That occult. We have that. And it's been machinated by Satan. But that is not the world. That is not loving the world. There is a world we love. Real Aye. Aye is what people don't want to live. Or won't want to live. Do you agree with me? Jesus said, light is come. Not so. And men love something. Darkness. All of you, can you agree with me? Men, what, sir? What is loving darkness? What is darkness there? The world. Love of the highs. Lust of the sight. Lust of the high. Lust of the flesh. Pride of life. Shout hallelujah. It's something we love. Amen. No one is born free from it. There is something I'm trying to say, please. I'm not condemning anybody. I was born, and when I grew, born loving the world. It's rare to find any man who is not under it. Loving the world, loving the world, loving the world. But when we come across Christ, the power of God got us born again. I, for one, didn't want to even get born again. I remember the day I got born again, they were preaching, I was running from being getting born again. I knew, if I get there, I will get born again. So because of that, I was wasting time, because the guy preaching, I knew him. I still want to do something. I want to live my whole life. Then, and suddenly, my master in secondary school was being counseled by this friend. I know this guy. Who is that? So I wasted time. Oh, let them finish so I can talk to them, my master. The thing kept on tiring. I'm sure an angel was positioned that day to keep the talk going on. So finally, after I was tired, I had to just take something. I said, hello, sir. Tired? You are here. Ah! Oh, yeah, wah. What do you want to do? I said, I want to be born again. Pastor, against my will. I wasn't willing, no. That is why this thing is a mystery. I didn't want to be born again. And Pastor, you see what I did? The demonstration that I demonstrated shows you that I don't want. But at the end, I did. So it is not of yourself. It is God gave me a chance and a gift. And the gift was, I responded. So all those who say, I want to be saved, they made you to be saved. They empower you to be saved. It was God's grace and God's power. I was going to say, what can I do for you? I want to be saved. He said, okay, sit down. I sat down. He prayed for me. Then I was born again. Another time, later, a year later, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. 1981. Then 1982, 1983, 1982, I took my life back, Pastor. Thank you very much. I said, Otoge. Then ending of 82/83, those who were accomplished to getting me going, go back to the war, came to me. They were now beginning to be afraid. Something just came on them. They are all rascals. They say, "Can I do tomorrow? We'll be going for a party. Will you go with us?" I said, "What will stop me?" There's a lady that is going to cook, and we'll all go and see her. So the next day, evening time, they said, so time will be going. I said, "No problem." About three or four of them, they are ready themselves. Well, finally, we'll be going. So they were escorting me. And behold, you know where they escorted me to? To a church that was conducting a revival. These are unbelievers. They were not born again. They escorted me to the church. Fear was gripping them that I was becoming too bad. You know, a backslider is more stupid. So fear gripped them. They say, and the blood of Calvary must not be in our hand. So God kept on putting fear. God could no longer reach me. He has to begin to talk to my friends. So they now stage a wisdom that they know if I will hear, we want to go and visit again, I want to follow them. But church, don't talk to me about church. So when we got to, you know, we go, I said, ah, you know, church, then law, you know. I said, I'm not going to say, you're wrong, you are entering here. We must enter together. I said, never. The people don't know, anyway, I got no father. Or the backslide, they follow me, that's all the turn back. It can only be who, sir. Pastor, do you know, I never gave testimony of that thing. Recently, I've never. It just came to me that God did something in my life I need to thank him for. Had it been, I never repented that time, something would have happened to me. I would have been gone and be lost. And they escorted me to church, the revival. Then the pastor began to call him Cornelius, those dangerous Hebrew evangelists of those things. You can't go to their church and not repent. You can never escape him. And I have been fearing that man. I know him. I said, finally they brought me to this church. And come and say, you know the way the Igbo people preach, the Igbo revival preaches. Some of you were a Christian before and then you backslide. The day you die, you go to hell. Before you reach hell, the demon that will welcome will ever give you a backhand slap. And when they slap you, they will slap you in such a way that the way you bounce into it, say, you are the one who casted me out before. Fear grip me. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. After the next, how many wanted to come out? Well, I quickly, you know, they don't let people repent. Jesus loves you. When preachers preach finish, you won't have anything. You'll be like a fool. I remember in those days, preachers of those days are so terrible. They call one Thompson, he can preach to a mechanic under the car. Everybody shout hallelujah. And they call your name, ungodly. You say you are drinking, you are smoking, you are doing this thing. Girls are carrying you. See, listen, after, let me tell you something. Maybe you don't know. They don't know. After Jumbo squeeze you and pick it like an orange, he will bounce you, he will throw you. This will chest you. Hallelujah. Then John, then what happened? Grigory will chest you down and then he will play you, squeeze you, and he will throw you. Before you know it, another person will capture you, Moru will capture you. When they do that, you see sisters repenting. People, they know how to talk. We don't have them again. We don't have them again. When I think of those days, preachers who can preach people to God. Preachers who can preach you out of sin. That's how I grew up. After then, Pastor, you know, 1981, I joined Deeper Life. I was in Deeper Life for a while, but later I went back to Deeper Life again with fire. Then I got sanctified. That was the time I said bye-bye to the world. Hallelujah. And from then, God began to help me. God helped me. God put me on the word. 1983, I began to get on Hagin books just to get stability. Encounters, that's when I began to build solid foundation for a good Christian life. Well, God has helped me even till now. This is testimony, don't you think so? Shout hallelujah. Don't you like this type of testimony? God saved a life like this. Amen. If God's mercy, I would have been gone. Everybody say, hey, amen. Now, all in essence, even though there was no much light, but there was commitment. I am praying we will have commitment again. They have small light, they will use it. We have so much light, and we are lackadaisical. May we have strength. May we be baptized with zeal. Everybody shout hallelujah. I want to quickly go back to the word that I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
There is something I'm after. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Satan came on man and watched the generations of the sons of Adam. He overcame them. He wasn't joking. Satan wasn't joking. He began to reproduce knowledge after knowledge. It started with Cain. Adam picked the fruit. The knowledge was not spreading. God helped them not to allow the knowledge to spread. But through Cain had a breakthrough to knowing sin more than his parents. He charted the path of sin. They call it the way of Cain. When Cain started his way, dominion of Satan was rolled down on mankind. Pastor, do you remember that while they were, even though they had sin, and they had sin within them, you still believe that they were still living souls? They were not flesh. Even after sin, Adam wasn't flesh. How many of you know that? After sin, Adam wasn't flesh. Even though he died in his spirit, his soul was still intact. Adam's soul was still a living soul. If so, was still living. They were still living. They were living. Abel was living in his soul. Cain was living. He lived some time until he began to die in his soul. And the key to death is the path of death. Sin lieth at his door. And he obeyed it. He cooperated with it because sin was suggesting gain to Cain. Thank you so much. The temptation of Cain began to have vision. of how to use a life. When it says sin, listen to me, sin that was coming to Cain is an intelligence and a wisdom of a life that he wanted to live outside God's presence. And he committed himself to it. Please, headlong, he just pushed himself to it. You see, that same life, that pattern of life is what is called the wall. That you can commit yourself to. It can take a whole lifetime. Please. By the time it got to the days of Noah, Mama, the whole world had learned the world. And they have become what, Pastor? So you can understand that the purpose of this world is to make man flesh. That's all. This world, another word for this world is called kingdom of this world. Thank you. And the only deliverance for man is a kingdom. It has to be the bringing in of another kingdom. If there is no kingdom, forget me, forget it, my brother, man will not be free. Man can go to church in the world. Man will serve God in the world, yet not serving God. You're talking about a different concept of Christianity that we found. It's this world. You see, man will do things the way the world wants it. The world allows God in his own way. Serve God as long as you are flesh. Serve God as long as you are flesh. I don't have an issue with you. The world made man flesh, but God will make man spirit. Now, God has devices, methods on how he makes men not to be submerged in the world. When you hear prophets in the Bible, God at times trained them not within the confinement of the city. It takes them to the wilderness. All of those reasons is for them not to marry this world, for them to be free from men, so that they will not be flesh. When you see prophets, let me start from Isaiah to Malachi, they are not flesh. They are not. They were sons of men. They have living souls at a degree. So the highest of the living soul after Adam was John. He was not flesh. If not, he won't say, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. If not, he won't talk about the kingdom that is about to make man and get them out of flesh to make them spirit. You won't respond to this one if you are not flesh. So it's clear there are commodities the world sells: lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. All is what flesh will get done. So you can see what they gave Cain and Cain brought to pass on earth. So prophets of the Old Testament, prophets like Noah. You know that Noah was a prophet. Pastor has just said something unique, that for the father you are not prophesying. Don't say that doesn't mean you are not a prophet. Noah was a prophet. Noah was a prophet of God because he walked with God. Men who walk with God. Walking with God is taking out flesh from man. When you walk with God, flesh is dealt with. And can I say something? Are you all hearing? Every man, look at me. Every man that has dealt with his flesh and has been redeemed from the flesh in a measure, are you listening to me? We always have a kingdom. Every man that has what, sir? Dealt with flesh, or God has redeemed out of flesh. Are you listening to me? Even in a measure. Are you listening to me? It's giving a kingdom a dominion. That is the person that is reigning among men. You can all agree with me that the real kings of Israel are prophets. They don't talk to kings, they talk to prophets. God talks to prophets, he doesn't talk to the kings. God talked to prophets to bless Israel. And there was a prophet whose garment, when Saul tore, he tore dominion away. That tells you that anyone who has not been dealt with is still under flesh. So prophets are dominion carriers. So when Jesus was referring to kings and prophets, those are their kinds. Men heaven has dealt with and has come out of flesh. So you can agree with me. What do you go to see in the wilderness? A prophet? Yay! More than a prophet. That was the king. That was not flesh. Jesus even said, the pastor, do you go to see a reed shaken by the wind? What is a reed, sir? That is flesh. So it wasn't. That is a prophet. Meaning a prophet is not a reed. A prophet is not a reed. In fact, these are even referred to those ones who dwell in palaces as reed. For cats, they are tapestry, they are silk. He said they are, all those palace boys are flesh boys. Even by their costume, they've already given themselves away. Everybody said, he said they are flesh. That they are flesh. But John wasn't flesh. Pastor, we now see flesh giving command to take out, to take away the head of the king. A local king taking away the real king's head. A flesh, you say, oh, this king is not powerful. No. We don't understand the demonstration of power. Weakness at times, it can be a sign of power. How do I believe it? What of flesh taking a spirit, Jesus, and nailing him on the cross? Because they don't know the meaning of the way of the spirit. For as the wind blows where it listeth, and now hearest the sound thereof, but canst not bear where he's coming from and where he's going. So it is with everyone that is born of the spirit. So a flesh can't read the pattern of a spirit. Marvel ye not that I say unto you, you must be born again. So new birth, apart from the one that is inside you, because subsequent birth is to give back to you until you are fit for entrance. Please don't let us joke with it, sir. Until they birth us. Marvel ye that I say unto you, let's read it together. Let's read from verse 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 3. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Let's go further. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb when he's old and be born? The verse 5. Don't worry. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Our Lord Jesus is our son, sir. Can we go further? Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Pastor, I was thinking before that this thing, flesh, is just what a man will give back to alone. But it's beyond that. It's talking about what this world births. What this world births. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. The spirit is spirit. I have talked this, but after growth and help, I could see born of the spirit is spirit, born of the flesh is flesh. Flesh there is soul that is no longer living. It's now flesh. That is the ugliness of this world, to make man flesh. So this world can't do anything better than flesh. Satan can't give birth to a spirit. It can give birth to flesh. But that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That is a soul that is spirit. It will take the spirit of God to birth a soul and make it a spirit. So the man is no longer carnally minded. Or say somebody is spiritually minded. And what it does again? Life and peace. So this is a spirit. So a soul can be spirit when subject to the laws of God. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When we achieve this state, pastors will not need to trouble themselves about you fornicating. You will be able, you can easily solve the problem of your body. Let's go far. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Let's see the next verse. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell when it's coming, whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. What Jesus is emphasizing here is your soul birth. Now, I want us to compare it with five. Born of the Spirit. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he can enter. Sir, to be born of the Spirit here is not the immediate birth. It takes some time. It's subject to the leading of the Spirit. You're teaching in London. The reason for being led by the Spirit is to be configured so that we can assess the laws of God for birth. That is birth. So this birth does not take place one day. It's over time. Somebody, the Spirit of God, has changed. This is what Jesus is referring to. That if you are not like this in your soul, there is no way you will enter the kingdom. Because the kingdom is not for flesh. They don't bring flesh into the kingdom. Those who enter the kingdom are kings. Oh my God, did you get that, sir? Those who enter the kingdom, who are they? Can you tell me why are they kings? They have come out of flesh, now reigning on flesh. Even though they have body, is not themselves. The body is just their house. Their soul is free from the entanglement of the flesh. Is that understood? Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe that doctrine is okay. Thank you, sir. So,
born
of the Spirit is spirit. Anyone who is born of the Spirit is spirit. It takes some time. Another word to be born of the Spirit is for someone to do the will of God. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. The kingdom message Jesus preached it also. But Paul will have to help you with many words to interpret what Jesus said in a nutshell. You need to read Paul very well. Read Paul. So you cannot gain the mastery of what Jesus taught. I thought I knew Jesus' messages. You know, we read from Kenyon. Thank God for that, our father. He said, Kenyon taught that the gospel are meant for the Jews. The epistles is what is written to the Christian. And that is where a whole lot of new creation realities preachers missed it. The gospel, Jesus preached the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. He interpreted the prophet and preached the book of Revelation. He preached all the epistles. Everything in the epistles are in the gospel. Jesus was a pure New Testament preacher. Only that Jesus has so much skill to relate it to the Jews who are not even born again. So he would talk in parable, he would give, you know, it's your experience, you know, her skill. Kenneth Copeland would say, nobody ever talked like that. Nobody can talk like that. To even talk like that, you need an anointing. Even the wisdom upon him, is heavy. Can we say amen?
Amen?
How many of you are blessed? Let me see your hand up. So it's clear that this world is against the kingdom of God. There are two kingdoms. The kingdom of this world will not allow you to enter into the kingdom of God. Let's see Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and what, sir? Acceptable unto God. Which is what, sir? I wanted to what degree am I supposed to present my body as a sacrifice? What degree? Two dimension. Holy, comma, and acceptable. Two dimension. Let's see how this will be achieved. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye what? By what again? Are you seeing that, sir? So transformation you gain by the renewing of your mind. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of us, can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So it's even clear, for the fact that you have renewed your mind, that does not mean you have seen the will of God. Or you have done the will of God. I renew my mind to be able to see the will. Or in other words, renewing of the mind is equivalent to seeing the kingdom. Pastor Enshe. It's equivalent to singing the kingdom. Hallelujah. Eye of your understanding is enlightened. Then you'll be able to discern. That's the word you'll be able to prove. That which is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Can we see how many levels of will? Good, acceptable, and what? All of you must answer me. Can we recount it together, all of us? Good, acceptable, and what again? You must say it. Let's see. I won't stop you. I won't leave you here. Let's go. Let's read again. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you can't prove even the good will when your mind is not renewed. Why am I renewing my mind? So that I will no longer see the way the world projects. The way the world judges. You know, the world judgment. The judgment of the world. How the world sees things. If you are still seeing the way the world sees, you won't know the will of God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is not easy to assess the will of God. How many of you know that? It's not easy. It's not by your strength. It's not by your mind. Heaven has to come in and take grace for judgment to see the will. When seeing the will, you are seeing the kingdom. So by the will, we sight the kingdom. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say hey, amen.
Amen.
Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But I need a transformation over time to see the will. That's why you see, some people don't see it immediately. They have to keep on coming for meetings. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Let's see Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9. Just tell that the will of God is not cheap. It's not cheap. It's not cheap at all. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, meaning the will of God is mysterious. The will of God is a secret. If the will of God is mysterious, we need to pray to know it. We need to pray to know it. These people say, Paul is saying, the will has been made known unto them, not to the church, but to the apostles and prophets. They have come to know the will of God. Jesus took them aside and unveiled his will to them. Let's see verse 1. Let's see verse 1. Hallelujah. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. By the will of God, because I want to obey God's will. That's why they call me. No. Paul was trained with the will of God. That's why he was peculiar in his apostolic ministry, by the will of God. The meaning of by the will of God, by the kingdom of God. So Paul was a preacher of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Can you help me locate that verse? The God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest what, sir? Know his will. And see the just one, and hear the voice of his mouth. Imagine
heaven has to choose a man. If it's an election and a choice of God, that tells us that the will of God is great. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Which verse? Acts 22:14. Quickly, 22:14. Let's read it. Time is gone. Just take some few minutes more. Then we'll go home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we here? Are we there? And it said, Ananias said to Paul, the God of our fathers hath chosen you, that thou shouldest know his will. Nobody has come to know this will this way except Jesus. That's why you were chosen. You were a chosen vessel. No one knew this will, but you will know it. What the apostles did not know, who are ahead of you, who saw Jesus live and direct, they didn't know it, but you will know. And when you know it, you know the secret of Jesus' teachings. So Jesus Christ is the teacher of the will of God. Now, you can't be a teacher of the will of God and not be a teacher of the kingdom. When you say the kingdom of God is come, thy kingdom come, you're actually rolling down the scrolls of God's will. Teaching the will of God, the desire of God, the vision of God. Everyone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've chosen you that thou shouldest know. So I can, it's possible not to know his will. But you, and see the just one. His will will make you see the just one. And when you have seen the just one, you will begin to also hear the voice of his mouth. And further will would be given to you. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Open to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossae chapter 1, verse 9. Thank you. You are doing good. Praise God, sir. For this cause, we also, since the day we had it, we do not cease to seek to pray for you. We need to pray and intercede. Listen to me. For the kingdom to come, it needs prayers. It needs prayer. Alignment prayers. Accurate prayers. Everyone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My brother, Jesus is praying it. Even for the church. What is Jesus interceding for? It's for kingdom. Hallelujah. For this cause, since today we had it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled. Hallelujah. Let's read it together. That you might be filled with what, sir? And what again? So what is knowledge in the New Testament that makes a priest is the will. Is knowing the will. God kept his will secret. He hid it from principalities afar and from dangerous angels who can see and peep into will. Seeing it, they won't see. Hearing it, they will not understand. Giving it to them, they won't know what they carry. Do you know they bring ministrations from heaven and then we teach it? Yes, they don't know what they have brought. That tells you how hard God's will is. Are you happy to know God's will? Don't you know that, forget, don't you know God has put a lot together to be able for you to be able to hear what is happening in the altar says? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, no one can know the will of God. This is where we start. You can't know the will of God because you are just a believer.
Mm-mm.
Even when you are born again, you can't just know it because you are just born again. You need some training to receive the will. Because the will is not for believers, it's for the meek.
Mm, the meek.
Huh? Open to Isaiah chapter 61. If Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom, then what is he preaching? We say, kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. Pastors and you have interpreted the kingdom to be okay, it to be exacting. Exaction. It's not exaction. It's not dominion. We are servants. Am I talking to you? We are servants. We have to serve. In the kingdom of God, we serve. In the kingdom of God, we serve. We don't govern people. When I am a governor in the kingdom, I am serving them. Because the least serve the great, the greater serve the least. High people in the kingdom are servants. The Spirit of God, of the Lord God, is upon me because the Lord God had anointed me to preach the gospel unto the meek. This is the beginning of the kingdom message. Can we go back to Luke chapter 4, verse 18? Jesus picked the same verse when he was starting ministry. He picked the same verse and said, I have been called commissioned to preach the kingdom. This is the gospel. This is the good tidings. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Meek and poor are relatives. Now, this gospel isn't preached to you when you got born again. When you got born again, you have capacity to hear this. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do we rate hierarchy in kingdom? Who can help me? The poorer you are, the more meeker you are, the higher you are. Not so? Some high people in the kingdom, one of them wrote to us and said, we should receive with meekness. It means we won't receive with meekness that kingdom word. Hallelujah. That is able to save our soul. It means when you are not meek, you can't receive it. You can't receive it. So listen to me. There is the gospel of believing. I want to open it up just to make it clear. Why meek? Why meek? To believe alone, there is no need for revelation knowledge. Listen to me. Or knowledge of the gospel. Knowledge of the gospel. Or knowledge of the kingdom to get born again. Just believe that Jesus died and rose again is enough to save you. But to enter the kingdom, you have to be meek. An unbeliever cannot be meek. Because meekness is not an exercise for the dead. It will take the living to respond to this meekness. This meekness is a very high thing. Hallelujah. They need to see the position of your heart before they can bring it. Are you meek enough? Because they will lead you into a terrain of loneliness and meekness. Open to Ephesians chapter 4. I come back here. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am teaching you the sacrifices of God. Everybody shout hallelujah. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Ephesians chapter, what did I call it now? Chapter 4, isn't it? Chapter 4, verse 1. Hallelujah. Quickly, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, a prisoner who has been bound to be meek for a long time, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the Lord. Walk of your vocation, which we are, wherewith you are called. Walk worthy of the vocation, which we are called, with all water. Oh my God. Shout it again, sir. And what again, sir? Walk worthy. Of it. All he's teaching here is entrance into the kingdom. When you have entered the kingdom, there are still laws of meekness in the kingdom. There are still laws of loneliness in the kingdom till the end. How many of you know that Jesus was lonely to the end until he sat on the throne? God will not put anybody on the throne but until he's a lamb. God never put a tiger there, did he? Did they put an antelope, he would jump up. Jump out of the throne. But a lamb is calmer. They even put a gorilla. Oh, really, gorilla, my Lord. Oh, they didn't put him there. Who did they put there? All natures that are not meek, they will remove them. Until the lamb nature is concord in us. Until we arrive at the lambic nature that can sit on the throne. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Are you blessed? Say amen.
Amen.
All of you are not shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't. Am I saying something? Maybe I'm not saying something you really like. Shout hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now why? Then that brings me to this message. You can never be called a kingdom man when you are proud. You can never be called a kingdom man when you are high. You can never be called a kingdom man when your soul is lifted high. Listen to me. The ways of the kingdom, like Pastor said, is narrow. 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 Say narrow.
Narrow
is the way. Straight is the gate. Straight. S-T-R-A-I-T. Straight. Straight is an entrance that is too long to come into the main port. You know, a straight gate. A ship can pass through a straight gate. Small, tiny, narrow gate. It can travel there for kilometers before it comes into a major port or major sea. That's a straight gate. Straight gate. So the kingdom, before you can enter it, the kingdom, you will pass through the gate. And that gate is Christ. That is Jesus' stature. As you are going through it, everything inside you that is not God, that is still high, will go until you are configured to come into. Let's say, why lowliness? Ask me, my son. Why meekness? The order of this world is not lowliness. It's not meekness. What has turned us flesh is the profit of pride. Why we are high? Satan gave us height. He gave us lying height. He wants us to be pride of life. By so doing, we keep it and we think we are keeping a resource. By so doing, we don't know that we are turning. We have changed and we have remained body. You are just like the meat outside your body. Your soul is not different from your physical man. When they slap your soul, your body, your soul will react. When they steal your gold, you can begin to cry and begin to mourn as if your body has been taken. You now know that you are the same with the man outside. But there are keys to making us so. What are they? Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. The things we seek here that the Gentiles seek also are a trap. In seeking these things, we are trapped. When I mean seeking, I'm not saying you are not walking, shouldn't be walking to eat. That's not what I'm saying. That's a different ball game. He that does not walk, let him not eat. That's a different. I'm talking about seeking means it becomes your status. Life, passion, and status. Pastor, it is what I want to achieve, so I want to become. That's what I want to become. By so doing, I am nobody without that thing. Who told you are nobody without anything? Can I ask you one thing? Can law or being a lawyer make a man? Where did you come from God? Were you lawyer when you are coming from God? Are you getting me? So you're a person. You have an identity. Please, I'm trying to say something. Now, profession shouldn't give you an identity. And should not crown you. Even though men celebrate you, but it's not your crown. You are using it the way it ought to be used. Don't abuse it. Use it. Bible says we are of them. We should be able to use the word. Don't, and not abusing it. Don't abuse the word. Abuse means abnormal use of the word. If you are taking up something, maybe you fail in the university. Do you know what you should do? Dust it. Repeat. Do it again. Don't kill yourself. Don't hang yourself. Don't commit suicide. Don't scatter, because your life is still intact. Have I said something? I just want to bring deliverance to you. Don't look down on yourself. Because all the lawyers and all the doctors and all the high people are nothing. We are all nothing. All of us put together, we are lighter than vanity. What makes a man worth what you can count? Are we there? Matthew chapter 5. Let's start from verse 2. Jesus knew these laws. These are the laws that makes soul. Transform from flesh and prepare it for the kingdom. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. Pastor Bilu said to us, poor in spirit. Poor in spirit is a poverty of the spirit that when God wants to give the kingdom, is willing to release the world. You can do that sacrifice of receiving the kingdom. You are so poor and you are so empty that even though you may be a billionaire, yet you are poor. I have seen people who are so rich, but they are poorer than those who are poor physically. I'm dealing with it. I've seen it. I'm seeing some people are poor in their pocket as church rat. Oh, church rat is not poor. Church rat enjoys anointing. Not so, sir. Everybody shout hallelujah. Church rat is not poor. If a rat is coming through here, you think it's going to be an ordinary rat? It's going to carry the altar's anointing home. Everybody shout. So church rat is not poor. So they are poor. Maybe. Can we say an unbeliever mouse? Is it possible to say that? Everybody shout. But somebody who is poor in spirit. Some people are poor. They don't have money. They don't have something. But they are rich inside. They can't submit to God. This is tendency to take the teaching of the kingdom. A man I can lead. Who will submit to me? Even though I am teaching him to change from flesh to spirit, he will be calm. He will wait for me to get it through. This is poor in spirit. That is the kingdom of heaven. Sir, I can have faith to move mountain, but I may not be poor in spirit. Pastor, there are brothers who can claim anything. But when it comes to leading of the Spirit, they fail there. Am I talking to you? Am I communicating? Is this clear?
Yes.
Blessed. So if you are poor, you are blessed. Poor, you are blessed. A poor man in spirit is higher than the highest millionaire. Are you blessed? God did not call a man who is rich blessed. It's not in the Bible. Anyone he called blessed, he must be his man. Let's see the next one. Hallelujah. Kingdom, kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. So God can't trust dominion, because how sacred dominion is, he can't trust it to any man except his poor. A man that will not tamper with the dominion. When the dominion is committed, he will keep it chaste. And allow dominion to have its free course. On the dominion has wrought its effect in him. He can't be a king for God except he is poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Ha, 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 ha. Mourning. Mourning are men who are dissatisfied with anything they can get, anything they have that is ordered from the kingdom. Are you listening to me? That is outside the kingdom. Listen to me. No matter what you give to them, the privileges of the earth won't satisfy them. The mouth. They are not comfortable until the kingdom has been given. Comfort. Comfort is the coming of the kingdom to them. The comfort that will come to them is the delivery of understanding of dominion. For they shall be comforted. Please, a man that is always in stupor, always nostalgia in feeling, is not satisfied with anything here. Is not satisfied. Oh, flesh is satisfied. I have achieved. You have not achieved. A poor spirit. A mourning soul. You can't mourn except you are poor.
Because you are poor, you'll be mourning. You'll be mourning. And when you mourn, what happens to you? You will be comforted. It's not because you are crying because you lost your father. You are dissatisfied with your state. You must be like that. These are sacrifices of priests. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the next one, can we go further? Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. Put your hand like this. Say earth. The earth should not inherit you. Do you know the meaning of that? Flesh should not rule you. But you should own your flesh. Put it under foot. If you are not learning on earth, that tells us you are not meek. Meaning, God will show the meek the path to overcoming flesh. When you overcome flesh, you will rule the earth. What you are wearing is dust. Hallelujah. You are wearing the earth. God clothed us with earth to rule it, to subdue it, have dominion over it. When they gave the laws to Adam, Adam was higher than it. Because Adam was not flesh. Adam was a living soul. He governed with his spirit and his soul. But he fell. And dominion was not completely gone. He would have still held on. Not until Cain opened the pathway of dominion of death. And Cain obeyed death and he became flesh. To be just a mere man, Arojo, just to be a man is death. To just be a man and to remain in flesh is death. And this is the reason for the gospel. When you are born again, break forth out of flesh. Like Pastor Bello interpreted the tongues of, break out of flesh. Don't remain flesh. Don't let flesh be you. And when you come out of flesh, you will rule the earth. And it will take the meek. What is it? Why the meek? The pathway to overcoming flesh is meekness. God's laws. Knowing God's laws. Leave your country. Go to your father's house. Leave your father's house. Leave your people. Leave your nation. I will show you and go to the land that I will show you. He didn't tell him the land. That was meekness. Even though he's faith. But that was meekness. That was meekness. That is the man that will inherit the earth. Hey. The earth will not submit to those who are not meek. That head has laws. There are things he hears. God brought it under vanity, not because he was willing. It was subjected in hope of men who will come out of flesh and manifest as sons of God. So earth will not answer anyone but the meek. The meek are those who have received instruction from God and from Jesus. They learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Learn of me, I am meek and lowly. The earth knows those who have obeyed. Hallelujah. The law of dominion will not answer to anyone except those whom God has led. Blessed is the next one. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's still the same. It boils down. When you are hungry for righteousness, it's a sign. That's what makes you mourn. You want to know God. Righteousness is knowing the will of God. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. Let's go further. Blessed are the merciful. This is a very high place in the kingdom. These ones have not just entered. The meek. Look at me. The meek. The poor. The poor. Poor in spirit is the first meekness. Are you getting me? It's still meek. But you see, when you become meek, you have become a king that can rule the head. But to be merciful. To be merciful. Those are sons of God. For they will obtain mercy to be merciful. Merciful is the same as to be pure in heart. Let's say it. Blessed are the pure in heart. What will they see? How will they see God? Not this so. Pastor Billy was talking about seeing God. No man has, somebody asked a question. No one has seen God at any time. Not so. But it's only Jesus. How many of you know that Ezekiel saw God seated on the throne? Saw his physique. Daniel saw God. Huh? Described the Ancient of Days with his hair as wool. Am I talking to you? John the Apostle saw God. Am I right? Book of Revelation. Appear was to look upon like a jasper and sandy stone. Kenny Higgins saw the same thing as he said in his account. I was taken up to the third heaven. I was before the throne. Jesus, I was following Jesus behind. Jesus passing before the throne. And I kept on looking at the face of him who sits. And he saw the four living creatures. He said the four living creatures could see everywhere at the same time. So he was gazing at God, trying to figure it out. Then Jesus spoke to him. He never, take your eyes from there. Take your eyes from there. Imagine, is he not my father? Why am I not supposed to see him? Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They are telling him what's that?
Take your eyes from there.
Hello, sir. If Aging persisted and see, something will happen to him. There was something that Jesus prevented Aging from experience, meaning you don't have capacity to see it for now. Everybody shout hallelujah. Take your eyes from there. Take your eyes from there. There is a gospel that can make the heart pure. There is a gospel that will make your heart pure. When you are meek, when you are, listen to me, when you are hungry, when you are poor, you are ready to be poor. You are ready to be pure. You cannot not be pure at heart. This heart must be pure to see God, to discern God, to look up to God. God will not start seeing you and you start seeing him. I'm not saying he's not seeing you. I'm just talking about his biblical language. He will not look unto you. He won't commit himself to you except your heart has been purified. Open to 1 Peter. I am closing. I stop this way. 1 Peter. So that I can go home quickly. Evening, there is drama. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Quickly. Quickly. Can we all read together? 1, 2, go. Now, seeing you have purified what, every one of you? La batana, in obeying the truth. The truth is the gospel to the poor, which is righteousness. Then when you obey it, your heart becomes pure. So Jesus was telling us the structures of attitude in the kingdom. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then when your heart is pure, what comes next? I see God. I will see God. Everyone say, I will see God.
I will see God.
Follow peace with all men. Not so? And holiness, without which, what's that? No man shall see God. Can we be say, thank you, Jesus? Can you say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Why singing God? So that you won't remain in grass. Now, let's go further. Finally, please.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you seeing that love of the brethren? Love of the brethren cannot be practiced except the heart is pure. This is even different from loving the saints or loving all of us. I get loving ourselves. Love of the brethren is a high love demand. You know, it's from one love to another. This love thing. One faith is from one faith to another. We grow in faith. In kingdom strata, there are demands. Hallelujah. God is saying here, listen, you can't do what is called the unfeigned love of the brethren except your heart is pure. Except you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Everybody shout, let's see the next verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, quickly. Being born again. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible. By the word of God, which was that? Liveth and abide forever. Why? Let's do the next statement. Hallelujah. Can we read it together? For all flesh is what, sir? Ah, I say you will not be flesh. And what happened to the glory of man? And what happened, sir? And what happened to the flower? But what happened? Let's see what happened, sir. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. This is the word. Are you listening? Which by the gospel is what? Preached unto you. Gospel. Gospel. The purpose of the gospel of the kingdom, who can tell me, is to turn men from grass to children of God or sons of God. Can we say sons of God?
Sons of God.
All of you shout it again.
Sons of God.
Say it again, again.
Sons of God.
Say it again.
Sons of God.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want to just say something to you. Good will, acceptable, and perfect will. Good is entrance. Acceptable is the mid-range in the dimension of the kingdom. Such a person is called great. But the greatest in the kingdom is he who is in the perfect will of God. They that are seeing God. So you start by entering. Good of the kingdom alone is high. You are higher than John the Baptist. You are higher than John the Baptist. Just to break into the good dimension. Just to enter the kingdom, you are greater. Because the least in the kingdom is greater than John. The least in the kingdom is greater. Is a great king. Is greater than John. But you will be called great in the kingdom. If you are able to teach the tenets of the kingdom, are you listening to? For you to be able to teach the things of the kingdom, you will be called great. And you will be called great in the kingdom. And when you do it, but you will be least in the kingdom. You can teach it and you are not doing it. But why will you call it least in the kingdom? You must have entered the kingdom before you begin to do something against it. Even in the kingdom, there are laws. Before the kingdom and in the kingdom are laws. I do something before I get into the kingdom. When I get into the kingdom, I will start doing again. And I can tell you, the end of the kingdom is the realm of glory. Thine is the kingdom. One. The power, too, and the glory. Let us begin to give praise to God. Let us begin to worship Him. Let us thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. He's Jehovah, the Lord Almighty. He's Jehovah, the Lord Almighty.
He's Jehovah, the God of Abraham. He's Jehovah, the Lord of Abraham. He's Lord God Almighty. He's Jehovah, God of Abraham. The God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, He's Jehovah, the God that leadeth me. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. It's your love, Lord, that leadeth me. He's the good, he's the great I am. He's El Shaddai, the God of Israel. The strength of Jesus is Jehovah, the Lord Almighty. He's Jehovah, the Lord that healeth me. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. He's Jehovah, the Lord that healeth you. Amen. Amen. There's healing power, healing virtue in this house. Raise up your hand if you have something in your body that is disturbing you as ailment and sickness. I'm praying for Lemika, Rice Tambo Noha. Stand up. I want to pray for you. Akala Hata Kazana. Look at me. Do you believe in the gospel? Healings, deliverances, flows. Raise up your hand. Touch the healing waves. I want you to pray in tongues, but pray a prayer of faith in tongues. Pray a prayer of faith in tongues. Believe. As you have finished praying, believe that you have been healed. Aranahataga, believe it.
You've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Know his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.